Clodagh McKenna is still with us. We're talking alfresco dining with the weather being so lovely, and she has some fantastic picnic recipes for us as well. And you're kind of looking at, I suppose, really traditional kind of picnic treats.
I am. Well, the Scotch egg is kind of like steeped in picnic history. I mean, it is quite British, but I absolutely adore it, and it's having a huge comeback. Last night I was down in Mulligan's and Stony Batter on the north side, and I have to say Stony Batter is having this really great gastro kind of revival. You've got great foodie places around there. I also went to Seven Social. There's Woof as well. There's really fantastic places around there. And I went to Mulligan's and they had three different types of Scotch eggs on, which I was like so excited about. It. We make them in Clodagh's kitchen as well. Yeah. But basically what a Scotch egg is you boil your egg, but it's got to be like that perfect 6 minute egg. So when it's boiling, you pop it in, have it on for 6 minutes, take it out, you know, cool it, and then peel it off. And then what you want to do is you want to make a sausage mixture. So it could be like really nice sausage meat. And then you put in spring onion into it, flat parsley, thyme, pepper, a little bit of Dijon mustard. And basically you want to mix all that around, and you get your egg, you mix the sausage meat around it, then wrap it with cling film so it'll help you actually mould the sausage meat around it. Take that off and then just egg it, and then bread it, and then you just fry it. And then that's it. I'm just going to open one up.
So they're the kind
of
ideal thing to do, because you can do it and then leave it cool and then pack it into lunchboxes for the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't do it on the morning that you're heading off the beginning.
No, you don't
have
to.
You have it done for the night before.
You can eat them cold. They're beautiful with pickles or chutneys. I mean, God, when you start eating a Scotch egg, it's kind of hard to stop. So it's crispy on the inside. So I'm just cutting into it now.
They really do look divine. And when you say like there were three different types, I didn't realise there were even variations on the recipe for Scotch eggs.
Yeah, you can. And they actually had a vegetarian one as well, where they actually made, we'll say, they had the egg, and instead of using sausage meat, they did it with coulée, which is a lovely Gouda style Irish cheese. They wrapped cheese and herbs, etc. My favourite is, and they do this very spicy version as well, but this is my favorite. Have you had a Scotch egg before?
I haven't had one of these. These look amazing.
Are you going to try?
I don't know. I'd love to try it. It's on munching on the radio.
Yeah, I'll try it for you then.
You try it.
Okay. So basically, it's really nice with a spiced apple or something, like that. But it's that crunchiness and that meatiness. So it's a whole lunch pack in itself. My other idea then is, if that's too much work for you, and some people will be, if you're a lover of Scotch egg, you'll love it. Another, go for it, but I'll keep talking while you munch.
Please do.
Another really easy idea is a mini sesame and fennel sausage roll. So the idea is, I mean, we all love sausage rolls. I think some people kind of, they might get foodie or snobbish about it, and they might be like, ooh, sausage rolls, they're not really for me. Really deep down, we all love them.
They're divine.
Because they're just simple.
Yeah.
But you can make your own kind of special, kind of gourmet style sausage rolls as well. Just get like your favourite sausage, whether it's Hicks, there's beautiful sausages here in Dublin. Up in Bloom, actually, if you go up there this weekend, there's also Jane Russell's. There's loads of sausage makers up there selling beautiful sausages. You get your sausage, then you just get like flaked pastry, which is easy to get like in any store, puff pastry, get it frozen, thaw it out, and then put in like fennel seeds in there, put in sesame seeds in there, put some herbs into it, like actually pushing that into the flaked pastry.
Right, okay.
Roll them up and make your own homemade, you know, sausage rolls, and take them picnicking with salad and cucumber pickle and egg mayonnaise. Oh, there's so many. I love being traditional in a picnic.
But isn't a picnic one of the nicest things in the world that you can do? I think, as you said as well, I think things taste almost better when you're outside in it.
Absolutely. And there's the music festival on tomorrow. What's that called again?
Yeah, Forbidden Fruit.
Forbidden Fruit's on tomorrow. Picnic it up for the music festivals. And of course, Bloom as well, which is going to be a fantastic festival this weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. Let's get some more texts now. I've been eating a lot of sweet potato. Do you have any ways I can make it more interesting, as I'm bored with it already?
I love sweet potato in salads, because it's quite similar to, we'll say, butternut squash, and it's got that kind of caramelly flavour. So try it with feta cheese, try it with rocket, try it with fennel, which is not the spice itself, the actual vegetable, sliced up very thinly with lemon juice, etc. It's really beautiful with that.
Oh, really? And would you cook the fennel? No.
Oh, no, no, the fennel will be raw, but just slice it very, very thinly.
Nice. That's interesting. That sounds good. Is there a quick way to ripen avocados? How do you know if an avocado is ripe from Moore in Dublin?
Yeah, you know what? usually in supermarkets, and it drives me mad actually, you will pay a little bit more for the ones that are already ripened, and they will have a sticker on them if they say ready to eat. It is quite easy to ripen an avocado. The best way to do it is put into a brown paper bag and into the hot press. Leave it for a couple of days, depending on how hard it is. Right. Do not ever put it into the fridge, because it makes it actually more brown on the inside anyhow.
Okay, that's happened to me a lot, where I have actually cut open an avocado and it's quite brown. So it's because I've put it in the fridge.
Yeah, put it in the fridge, or it's okay. Not kind of stored. The best place to store it is actually in a brown paper bag. And same with tomatoes. Tomatoes, yeah. And avocados and eggs for me should be out of the fridge.
All right. Okay, good to know. How do you cook lentils properly from Kian?
It depends what you're serving them with. If you just want to put them into a salad, I cook them off with stock. So basically all you do is boil them. I don't know the exact quantity or how long you have to boil them for, but I would think brown lentils, I like to do them in a chicken stock or a vegetarian stock for a little bit of flavour in them. Lots of salt and pepper. They do need seasoning, water, boil them. And then just Google the exact times on that.
Okay, my picnics are usually Sambos and potato with a few bars of chocolate. In fact, what does Clodagh make of potato Sambos in general?
It's funny, I was talking about potato sandwiches the other day with somebody, and I was saying, God, do you remember potato sandwiches when we were growing up as kids? And they looked at me like, so I'm so glad you texted that in, because I loved potato sandwiches growing up as a kid.
Completely. One of my fondest memories of, it was being 12 and I went to my friend's birthday, and she was 12, and we went off climbing out the hills of Connemara, went to the top, and we had a bottle of lemonade and potato sandwiches at the top.
Oh, gorgeous.
And they just tasted divine. Like, such a happy, like, childhood memory. So we are all thumbs up for potato sandwiches. Just before we let you go, I know you're a really busy woman at the moment, and obviously the clock is ticking for launch day in Blackrock for your new restaurant, which is very exciting.
It's very exciting, yeah. And it's about 3.5 weeks away. So we're opening up in Blackrock. It's going to be a nighttime venture as well. We're going to have a wine bar there too. It's my first, we'll say, restaurant outside of Arnott's, and my first nighttime venture. So it's opening on the 24th of June, and yeah, I'm very excited. The type of food there is kind of inspired from Northern Italy and Southern France, but it's all local ingredients. We're even excited about the salt. The salt is coming from the Barra Peninsula, or beef is coming from Peter Hannon in the north, who's actually dry curing his beef in salt caves, and the salt is Himalayan salt. Wow. From the best salt.
Oh, I can't wait to go.
Very excited.
Very excited. Well, best of luck with all of that. And of course, we'll see you again, and all the information on our website, newstalk.ie/Sheila.